From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The waiting is finally over and the deciding begins. Tonight in Iowa, Democrats are meeting in small gatherings or caucuses to show their preferences for the 2004 presidential candidate. Today, the four candidates who've been leading the polls in Iowa were all confident their efforts would be rewarded.
You and I together, we have got to lift up the American people and make them believe again that anything is possible. You know, the caucuses are tonight. It is time for you to choose your next president.
I think we're going to win tonight. We've got thousands of people on the streets, knocking on doors, going out to get people to vote for the first time. So I think we're going to do fine.
I think it's quite remarkable that we're doing as well as we are at this point in time, and we're going to keep fighting until the last moment.
We've heard from every pollster, every pundit, every prognosticator. Don't you think it's now time for the people to have their turn?
In order, John Edwards, Howard Dean, John Kerry, and Richard Gephardt, courtesy of the television networks CNN, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And joining us now from Des Moines is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Melissa.
There are about something like 2,000 precincts tonight in Iowa where people will go and take part in these caucuses. How many people are expected to turn out?
Well, we're expecting possibly as many as 125,000 Democrats to turn out. That would be a record. It would beat the record in 1988, which was right around 123,000. It would be way more than the 61,000 that turned out in 2000. But it would still be a pretty small fraction of the 530,000 registered Democrats in the state. So a potentially small number, but they have a pretty powerful role in choosing the eventual Democratic nominee.
What will be affecting turnout at this point? It's cold up there, but it's always cold in Iowa at this time of year. They're used to that.
Well, the weather definitely affects turnout, and the weather's pretty good. It is cold, it's clear, there's no precipitation, and that's going to help the campaigns whose job it is today, whose one and only job it is today, is to go out, get their supporters out of their houses, and get them to the caucuses.
And once they get to the caucuses, it's a bit of a complicated thing that they do there. They're not just voting like they would in a primary. Can you explain how this works?
Right. They get into the caucuses. They hear from supporters of different candidates, and then they go and they stand with the group of people who are supporting their candidate. If one candidate's group doesn't reach the point of viability, which means 15% of the people participating at that precinct, then they have to choose another candidate or go into the uncommitted group. Now, uncommitted polls very well in Iowa in the past. But what you do have is people are looking for a second-choice candidate. Today, we had two campaigns, the Edwards and Kucinich campaigns, announced that they had struck a deal that if one of them falls below 15%, the other that campaign will throw its support to the other guy. The purpose, of course, is to prevent their support from going to the stronger candidates, Dean, Kerry, and Gephardt. The problem with that kind of strategic voting is sometimes it's hard to pull off.
Mm-hmm. A little prearranged horse trading there. What are you going to be watching for tonight? What possible surprises might there be?
I would say the biggest thing I'm watching for tonight is new voters. Are there going to be a lot of first-time caucus goers coming out? This is what the Dean campaign says is its secret weapon. They're counting on registering a lot of new voters, finding them, and getting them to the polls. And as Dean's support has slipped in the public opinion polls, his campaign has said, well, those polls don't measure our support because they only poll likely caucus goers, and usually that's defined as people who have caucused before, and they say that they can identify a whole bunch of new supporters and bring them out. Now, this has happened before. In 1988, the polls completely missed Pat Robertson's very strong showing in the Republican caucuses. He brought a whole new group of voters, conservative Christian fundamentalists, into the caucuses, and by doing so, transformed the Republican Party. Dean says this is how he's going to beat George Bush in the fall if he's the nominee, by bringing in a whole lot of new voters. Tonight is the very first test of that theory.
Okay. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Mara Liasson in Des Moines.